Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a wind advisory that remains in effect. Otherwise, isolated snow showers early, cloudy skies upper 30s, wind gusts as high as 45. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the mid-20s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 40. For Wednesday, gradually clearing skies with a high near 43. For Wednesday night, mostly clear, low near 17. And Thursday, sunny, temperatures lower 50s. Right now, it's 32.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you. With nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation, New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for your used equipment? Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The head of the World Trade Organization, concerned about President Trump's plans to impose a tariff on both steel and aluminum imports into the U.S., Director General Robert Azevedo, says the trade war is in no one's best interest. The WTO is concerned about the U.S. plans for tariffs on steel and aluminum, he said, and the potential for escalation is real, as we have seen in responses of others. He says the World Trade Organization will be watching the developments closely. Now, Trump didn't specify in the announcement which countries the tariffs would apply to, but it did trigger an outcry from U.S. allies like Canada, the European Union, Mexico, and Australia, as well as China, who is the world's biggest steel supplier. Trump and his staff have portrayed the WTO as broken, and Azevedo has responded to those statements with caution, saying he's willing to work with U.S. officials to alleviate whatever their concerns are. His decision to condemn a policy move like this doesn't happen very often, which means Azevedo is clearly concerned about the situation. Well, why the White House continues to hear discussions about a possible cap on the price of those renewable identification numbers, or RINs, the National Corn Growers have passed a resolution asking the president to keep the current RIN system without change. Also, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley and other biofuel industry leaders agree. The corn growers passed a resolution at their annual Corn Congress that said they support things the way they are and do not want a reduction. Well, the recent commodity classic was dominated by rumors that Ag Secretary Perdue had already agreed to support a cap on the price of RINs, which independent refiners are in favor of. Now, Perdue has denied that he agreed to the cap, but also says the resolution to the conflict should be to increase demand by removing barriers to get year-round use of E15. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Hey you, it's your stomach again. I'm here to set things straight. Subway has new signature wraps and they're packed with meat. These things make me full. Full like your voicemail after you win the lottery. Full like a clown car on the way to an oversized shoe convention. Full like the turkey, bacon, and guacamole signature wrap loaded with provolone, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and ranch. Full like I'm gonna be after you get to Subway and eat one. You're welcome. All new Subway signature wraps. Subway, make it what you want.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Three active fires occurring right now. One southeast of Hutchinson near Haven, one southwest of Wichita, and one near Hayes. I-70 traffic is being rerouted to Old Highway 40 because of zero visibility. Fire crews on the scene are trying to stop it from going into Hayes. Much of Kansas is under an extreme fire danger warning today. A conservative official's claim that scores of non-citizens are voting in Kansas will be put on trial in a legal challenge to a law requiring people to show proof of citizenship to register registered to vote in the state. At issue in the trial that begins today in federal court in Kansas City, Kansas, is the fate of a law championed by Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach. That law requires people to provide documents such as a birth certificate or a U.S. passport when they register to vote. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man versus Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. We'll see who comes out on top.
Can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
The lowest prices of the season sale is going on now at GNC, but hurry, it won't last long. Save up to 50% on top brands like Nugenix, Jim, Cellucor, Force Factor, and GNC Amp. They're all at the lowest prices of the season. Train well, sleep well, live well. GNC has hundreds of your favorite items at up to 50% off. Hurry into GNC for the lowest prices of the season sale now through March 28th. GNC. Live well.
A Kansas Senate committee approved a bill that would make it a felony for fugitives and domestic abusers to possess firearms. Supporters say a state law would allow offenders to be prosecuted in state courts instead of relying on federal courts, which are sometimes too busy to handle such cases. In addition to fugitives and domestic abusers, the bill also makes it a felony for an undocumented immigrant to have a firearm. Legislation aimed at protecting free speech on Kansas college campuses is facing mixed reviews. Senator Ty Masterson of Andover introduced the bill and says it will prevent students on one side of the political spectrum from silencing those on the other. The bill would loosen university speech codes, eliminate free speech zones, and prevent universities from disinviting guest speakers that might be offensive. The Kansas National Education Association says the bill goes too far. Prosecutors say that Nita Ray Nerschel of Parsons was ordered to pay more than $10 million in restitution after embezzling money from the Parsons Pittsburgh Credit Union where she worked. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Mid-America Network News. A former Dundee County Sheriff's deputy has been jailed for kidnapping and molesting a woman in his patrol car. North Platte Station KNOP reports that 37-year-old Charles Thibodeau was sentenced yesterday to 6 to 8 years for kidnapping and 1 year for sexual assault and 6 months for other charges. Prosecutors say that Thibodeau threatened the woman with a fictitious warrant, handcuffed her, and placed her in his patrol vehicle. He touched her inappropriately and then later released her. Vice President Mike Pence is scheduled to appear at a campaign event for Nebraska Governor Ricketts. Pence will speak tonight at the Omaha Marriott downtown. Ricketts, a fellow Republican, is seeking a second term in the November general election. Pence is also slated to appear across the Missouri River in Council Bluffs, Iowa, to promote the federal tax law signed by President Trump. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the Ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency Ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 schools will dismiss early Wednesday and Thursday at 12:10 to accommodate fans traveling to the state basketball tournaments in Emporia. If either or both Marysville teams win first round and advance to the semifinals, classes will be dismissed early again Friday at 12:10. If both teams lose in the first round, regular schedules will be observed. Axe still hosted a pep rally Tuesday morning. They'll dismiss early Wednesday at 11:30 with no school at Axe till Thursday. Thursday or Friday. Valley Heights will send off the team with a brief pep rally Wednesday after school. Valley Heights fans attending the games at Bramlage Coliseum are reminded of security measures, allowing only clear bags smaller than 12 by 6 by 12 inches or non-clear clutch bags 5.5 by 7.5 inches. All non-clear bags and larger purses should be left in your car. Hanover will have no school Thursday or Friday if either boys or girls win first round. A pep rally and team send-off is planned Wednesday at 12:15 at the Hanover South Gym. Frankfurt will have classes Thursday. A pep rally Wednesday is planned at 1:30 with the team leaving Thursday morning at 8:30. If Frankfurt girls or the Centralia boys win first round, no school Friday for the district. USD 223 Barnes Hanover Lynn has offered a contract for Hanover K-12 principal to Jim Giesbrecht, who returns to Hanover, where his teaching career began in 1972. He taught junior high American history for 15 years before moving on to Stella, Nebraska, Marion, and Prairie View, Kansas as principal. He currently serves as elementary principal at Cocker City with Lakeside School District. Giesbrecht went to school at Odell. His wife Becky was originally from Hanover. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County February 13th. Karen Ringsdorf of Bremen and Richard Shoddy of Herkimer collided at the intersection of 5th and Cherokee Roads. Ringsdorf was taken by ambulance to Hanover Hospital and the Shoddy vehicle rolled onto its side. Marysville Main Street will host a lunch and learn. Jerry Horton, IT director at Blue Valley Telecommunications, will present Cybersecurity 101, Building a Solid Security Plan, Wednesday, March 14th, noon to 1 at the Wagon Wheel in Marysville. Program will include strategies to identify risk, respond to threats, and protect your business. Cost is $8 for Marysville Main Street members and $10 for non-members. A soup and sandwich buffet is included beginning at 11:45. The session will be held Wednesday, March 14th. Pre-registration is requested by Monday. Contact Michelle Weitzel with Marysville Main Street at 619-6050 or Marysville Main Street at bluevalley.net. Lucille Godfrey, age 91, formerly of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Lucille Godfrey. Marjorie Marge Ann Musil of Centennial, Colorado, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away February 25th. Private burial at Prospect Hill Cemetery near Blue Rapids. A memorial service is planned Saturday at the Methodist Church in Blue Rapids beginning at 2 p.m. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Marge Musil. Clarence E. Wolfschlager, age 89, of Axtell, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Salem Lutheran Church near Axtell. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 3 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7:30 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Clarence Wolfschlager. Alice C. Schmitz, age 98, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of a church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 5:30 at the church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 3 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Alice Schmitz.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, the main story is the very, very windy conditions across the central parts of the plains and into the Rockies, in which we're seeing wind gusts anywhere from 40 up to even 55 miles per hour. So we do have numerous red flag warnings and wind advisories as we head into today. Otherwise, it looks like we're going to see clearing skies with this low move off towards our east as we head into tomorrow. So looking at the forecast, we have a wind advisory that remains in effect. Otherwise, isolated snow showers early, cloudy skies, upper 30s, wind gusts as high as 45. Tonight, mostly cloudy, mid-20s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 40. For Wednesday, gradually clearing skies, warmer temperatures in the lower 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. For Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low near 17. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the lower 50s. And Thursday night, partly partly cloudy, low near 30. And that's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Oh, your wedding. The best day of your life. But no one ever mentions the stress of planning it. Between the dress, the reception hall, the cake, you tend to forget the wedding registry. And that's when you turn to Reflections, because they have everything on your wish list. Fiesta ware, bedding sets, kitchen towels, pots and pans, wine glasses, anything you want. And if they don't have it, they'll order it. They'll even wrap and deliver gifts to your shower or reception. Stay local and make it easy on yourself. Create your wedding registry at Reflections in Marysville. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature early March, 52, the average low 29. Sunset this evening, 6:20. Sunrise in the morning at 6:47.
You can't blame a winter-weary gardener for eyeing the growing season calendar. We're checking the frost charts ourselves. A look at what we found on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You might take a moment to think about something more important than your health. Of course, your family and friends are important. But without your good health, it becomes harder and harder to enjoy your life. If you've been battling excess weight and sick and tired of extra pounds, MeltingBelly.com has free information now about the discovery of a new two-minute ritual, a ritual so powerful it's saving lives. This two-minute ritual reverses the symptoms of diabetes, saving people from the effects of heart disease, and restoring youthful energy that was believed to be lost forever. This two-minute ritual requires no strenuous exercise, no restrictive diets, no dangerous supplements, no special gadgets, and no tasteless foods. But it does remove dangerous pounds of belly fat. For free information, go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. For free access to the two-minute ritual and restoring your life, visit MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 6th, the 65th day of the year. Actor Rob Reiner has a birthday, and the artist Michelangelo was born on this day in 1475. When is the average date of the last spring frost where you live? Even if it's weeks away, it's a good marker for knowing when to start indoor seeds and make other garden plans. Right now, only the southernmost regions of the U.S. and Pacific coastal regions are past the risk of another freeze. It'll be another month before states like Oklahoma, Missouri, and Tennessee get the all clear. The Great Lakes and Northern Plains won't be frost-free before mid to late April, and the very northernmost regions will still be at risk until Mother's Day. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To find our frost and growing season chart, visit almanac.com.
Your new home is waiting at Hartley Ridge Drive in Marysville. This spacious five-bedroom home features three full baths, two safe storage rooms, and three-car attached garage. All kitchen appliances are installed with high-efficiency gas furnace, fireplace, and hot water. A covered back porch is great for relaxing and enjoying the country setting right at the edge of town. The property features all city amenities located on a large lot in the new Hartley Ridge subdivision. Make this home yours today with a personal inspection. Contact Inline Construction at 562-5525. Building lots available for custom home construction. Call in line today at 562-5525.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. The latest AP Top 25 men's basketball poll out yesterday, and two Kansas teams ranked in the top 12. KU in at number 9. Wichita State Shockers in at number 11. Top 10 looks like this. Virginia, Villanova, Xavier, Michigan State, Duke, Gonzaga, Michigan, Cincinnati, KU, and Purdue at number 10. Wichita State landed two players on the American Athletic Conference All-Conference team, Shaquille Morris and Landry Shamet, both named to the first team yesterday. They're joined by Gary Clark and Jacob Evans of Cincinnati and Houston's Rob Gray. The conference player of the year will be announced tomorrow. And a big shout out going out this morning to your Big 12 conference player of the year, KU's Devontae Graham. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Dickinson Ranch 46th Annual Production Sale is coming up on March 17th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Gorham, Kansas. Selling 100 Simmental, Angus, and Red Angus bulls. 30 open heifers, including 11 elite Simmental heifers broke to show and 2 elite Angus heifers broke to show. Easy fleshing, moderate framed cattle that have built-in feed efficiency out of cows that are required to graze year-round. These cattle are docile, fertile, and will have longevity. For more information, see the catalog online at DickinsonRanch.com.
Still on the fence about what seed varieties to plant this year? Star Seed has many varieties of forage and spring cover mixes that will produce the best results in your fields. Need alfalfa and oats? We have that too. Give us a call today to pre-book your spring seed products. No bag fees, no delivery fees, no kidding. We are Star Seed, and we deliver premium quality seed to our dealers whenever and wherever you need. Call us today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
The St. Louis Cardinals have worked out a six-year, $26 million package with shortstop Paul DeJong, a deal that includes club options for 2024 and 25. The 24-year-old made his major league debut last May 28th and hit .285 with a team-high 25 homers and 65 RBIs in 108 games. DeJong was a fourth-round pick of the Cardinals in the 2015 amateur draft. 24 years old, $26 million package. The Dallas Cowboys have placed their franchise tag on Pro Bowl defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence, who is coming off a breakout season. The move means Lawrence is guaranteed $17.5 million for the upcoming season unless the Cowboys can sign him to a long-term contract. Lawrence is required to receive the average of the NFL's five highest paid defensive ends while a franchise player. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Live continuing coverage of a state basketball tournament. Marysville girls and boys games live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Lady Bulldogs tip off Wednesday afternoon at 3. Marysville boys tip off Thursday at 4:45. Live on KNDY FM 95.5. It's a doubleheader Wednesday evening. The Axtell boys tip off at 6:30 from Dodge City. Plus updates on the Centralia boys from Hayes. At 8:15, the Valley Heights girls tip off in Manhattan. Plus updates on the Hanover boys from Hayes. Thursday afternoon, a doubleheader as the Axtell girls tip off at 3 from Dodge City. And the Hanover and Frankfort girls tip off at 4:45 from Hayes. Games live on KNDY FM 95.5. All of our high school games streaming on our website at KNDYradio.com and our mobile app as well. Plus scores and updates and bracket updates. Post it on our website, on our Facebook page, and follow us on Twitter.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details. Avoid future problems by keeping invasive beauties out of your landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Several common garden vines have escaped the boundaries of our gardens and moved into the surrounding natural spaces. These invaders crowd out native plants, disrupting the ecosystems needed by the birds, bees, and other wildlife. English ivy has long been used as a ground cover or trained on stone fences and buildings. This vigorous plant crawls over the ground or up and over trees and shrubs, leading to the death of these plants. Japanese honeysuckle is adaptable, allowing it to invade the forest floor, roadside green spaces, and wetlands. It girdles small trees by twining around their trunks. Oriental bittersweet looks similar to the American bittersweet, but should not be planted. This vigorous vine engulfs and can eventually kill nearby plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
This past week, Barbara Law of King City, Missouri, passed away at the age of 87. I had the honor of knowing her and even interviewing her several years ago. Join me as we take a look back at someone who saw World War II from the side of one of our foes. Her story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Barbara Law was born in Tokyo in 1930. She left the city just after fourth grade as her father was drafted into the army.
They shipped him to China. So we, all family, all went to China just before the war was started. Nowadays, they call China, but used to be called Manchuria.
Her father was a doctor. They lived in Manchuria for 5 years. 6 months before the war ended, her father was sent to the Philippines, and the rest of the family moved back to Japan. She did not know if her father had survived.
Japan surrendered, but they didn't want to give up. So they moved to mountain, I guess, the way I heard, that he was hiding for a year in mountain. And Filipino people keep saying that, you know, Doc, this is Japan, this land, is, you know, you better come out. And they didn't want to give up.
For a year after the war, he used the cover of darkness to help treat villagers in the Philippines.
Village people come out and want to know, Doc, would you come up and see my kids, my sick? So my dad kind of sneaked out, middle of the night. He survived because they fed him. So that's the only way my dad survived.
He avoided detection by the U.S. troops stationed there. For an entire year, Barbara and her family had no idea if he had survived.
Then all of a sudden, he walked in. I didn't see him first, but my sister, so he was a skeleton, of course. His uniform was just hanging, but he just walked in.
There would be changes for Barbara once American soldiers occupied her country. That story next time as we travel the countryside in King City, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.
When you're welcoming baby chicks, have everything prepared before they arrive. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Chicks need three things: a heat source, water, and a complete starter chick feed as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleiss. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
Bringing home baby chicks or hatching them within your own flock is a lot of fun. If you have everything set up for their arrival, you'll get them off to a good start. David Frame is an extension poultry specialist at Utah State University. He says the brooding pen should have at least 1.5 inches of pine shavings for bedding and set up either a red or white heat lamp in the center of the brooder so there's a temperature gradient. Chicks that like the heat can settle under the lamp, and those that prefer cooler conditions can move away from it. Frame says the same holds true when placing the feed and waterer.
You don't want all the feed and the water right directly under the light, because if chicks don't feel comfortable at that heat at a particular time, they'll be on the perimeter and they won't have access to water and feed. My recommendation for feeder sources are linear feeders where you can kind of spoke them out away from the heat source so that along the line of that feeder, the chicks can find their range of comfort in order to eat. The same thing with the waters. You don't want them all in the same areas.
Frame says it's important that you have the right chick feed available on day one.
One of the biggest mistakes mistakes that I've seen is folks go to the feed store and they've bought layer chicks, and then they say, okay, that layer feed up there, that's what they need to eat. That layer mash is extremely high in calcium and will damage your baby birds, and so make sure that you start with a good chick starter feed. And the reason for that is because they need that protein and those extra vitamins in there.
After the first 24 hours and the chicks have found their food and water, Frame recommends raising the waterer about breast high up off the floor. The birds can still reach the water, but not slop it all over the place. This also helps prevent contamination. Learn more about chick preparations at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, when Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior.
One farmer's version of differentiating from the pack. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side-by-side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Pat Duncanson is not afraid to try new things at his farm near Mapleton, Minnesota.
We're trying to figure out how to get closer to the consumer as a way to help us garner better margins and also to help us with a recognition of some of the sustainability and some of the very positive things we feel we're doing on our farm that maybe sets us apart a little bit from the general commodity market.
Duncanson uses words like mission and moral fabric and experiment as he talks about his work. Keeping the experiment's smaller scale minimizes risk to the farm overall, yet allows Duncanson to learn ways to improve and grow.
By moving closer to the consumer, by having something that might be more identity preserved, by quite honestly, sometimes taking a little bit more risk might someday pay off and help us increase our margin. We haven't necessarily been horribly successful, and the bank account's not a lot bigger today, but we feel we're headed in the right direction.
Tomorrow, Duncanson talks about growing purple corn. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, in case you missed it, late last week, Greg Dowd has finally been approved by the U.S. Senate to be the chief ag negotiator in the Office of U.S. Trade Representatives. Kansas Senator Pat Roberts said farmers, ranchers, end users, and folks in rural America have waited too long to be represented at the negotiating table. The American Feed Industry Association also happy. They say the need for continued and expanded market access into growing areas of the world is critical to the success of U.S. animal food manufacturing industry. National Cattlemen's Beef Association also pleased. They said the long nomination and confirmation process is over. U.S. agriculture now has the representation deserved at the negotiating table. Looking forward to working with Dowd and the staff of the Trade Rep's office to address many trade barriers that face the U.S. beef industry. And while much of the High Plains has received little precipitation, heavy rains has fallen across much of the mid to lower Mississippi River Valley and east into much of the Ohio River Basin. Well, that's resulted in widespread flooding near many locations, including Cincinnati and Memphis. USDA's Ag Grain Transportation Report says the high water causing navigation disruptions in sections of the Ohio, Illinois, Tennessee, and Arkansas rivers. The Army Corps of Engineers closed up several locks in response. Large amounts of water are flowing into the Mississippi from other rivers, causing its lower portion to reach flood stages in many locations. The report also says barge tow sizes have been reduced from 40 to 30 barges on the lower Mississippi, and those restrictions likely stay in place for several weeks. Barge traffic also been restricted to daylight passage only in many locations. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Finally, a crop insurance that covers input costs. This is Tammy with Alliance Insurance, and yes, you heard it right. Production Cost Insurance, also known as PCI, does just that. It covers your direct input costs dollar for dollar for increasing your coverage as you apply seed, fertilizer, and chemicals during the growing season. It allows you to sleep soundly knowing your input costs are covered should the markets not cooperate. Alliance Insurance is very excited to offer this revolutionary new coverage to our area, and we're ready to work with you on getting a free quote. Call us today at 562-2393 for all your insurance needs.
Get information from Mid-American Ag Network. We're still seeing pressure on Kansas City wheat. Corn is trying to hold its head above water, and soybeans
are still struggling here on Tuesday. March corn up 1.25 at 379.5. May corn unchanged at 387.25. March KC wheat is down 7 at 526.5. May KC wheat down 7 at 538.5. All three of the wheat markets having trouble today. March soybeans down 1 at 1065.75. May beans down 0.25 at 1077.25. The products are mixed. March soybean meal is down $4.40 at 384.90. May's down 480 at 388.40. March bean oil is up 30 points at 32.31. May bean oil is up 28 points at 32.49. So a bit of a good news spot there in soy oil, but everything else is lower. Corn's mounting a bit of a rally right now, but not the best day for soybeans or Kansas City wheat. Livestock started off on the wrong foot and then got right and then is wrong again. April live cattle down 37 at 122.85. June down 50 at 114.85. Later months are mostly lower. March feeder cattle down 50 at 144.65. April feeders down 72 at 146.15. All the later months are lower in feeder cattle. Hogs continue to be mixed. April hogs up a nickel at 68.85, but May hogs down 107 at 74.67. So I was trying to figure out what things are going on in the livestock complex. We see a lot of volatility here today. Cotton is trending lower. March cotton down 6 points at 85.35. May down 145 at 83.78. So not a good day so far for cotton. Gold is on the upside sharply. So April gold up $15.20 at $1,335.10. Silver and copper are also higher today. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Your tax refund dollars have never gone further than they do right now at Wichita RV. Wichita RV still has a handful of brand new 2017 carryover units with prices slashed, thousands of dollars behind last year's invoice prices. Now is also the time for spring service, so your trailblazing this season is problem-free. And call today about their detailing capabilities for your RV. Wichita RV, home of endless protection with lifetime warranty on all new units. Wichita RV, east and west, and always online at WichitaRV.com.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wing Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Continuing the topic this week, genetically modified organisms, providing answers, and the Council for Biotechnology Information conducted a nationwide survey to answer consumers' most pressing questions about genetically modified organisms. So they compiled the top 10 questions and reached out to scientists, farmers, economists, and other experts to provide answers. We'll get to the first of those answers after this message.
If you're tired of your clothing being ruined by a spill or a stain, now there is hope. Thanks to Wink Wash Away Laundry Stain Remover. This easy and safe to use pre-wash stain remover is a must-have in the laundry room for all washable, color-fast fabrics, including wool, cotton, synthetics, and even cashmere. And for those unexpected stains when you're on the go, watch them vanish with Wink Instant Spot Remover. Check them out at www.whink.com.
The number one question asked about the GMOs, genetically modified organisms, well, it has to do with cancer. Do GMOs cause cancer? And the answer? No. There is no evidence that GM food causes cancer. Dr. Kevin Folta from the University of Florida states it very simply. The short answer is no. There is absolutely zero reputable evidence that GMO foods cause cancer. And then GM question number two, are GMOs safe for human consumption? The answer, yes, the health and safety of GMOs have been validated by many independent scientists and organizations around the world. In the spring of 2016, the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine researched this very same question and concluded that GMOs are safe. After reviewing all available research studies on health effects from GE crops, the study found, quote, no substantiated evidence of a difference in risks to human health between current commercially available genetically engineered crops and conventionally bred crops. More than 20 scientists, researchers, agricultural and industry experts viewed over 20 years of data since GMOs were introduced, including nearly 900 studies and publications. Back with a final word after this message.
Every good season starts with one great deal. Buy two or more Ag Firestone tires for one big instant discount using the Firestone Farmhands Reward. Find out how to take advantage of savings on the best Ag tires through the Firestone Farmhand Rewards program by contacting your Farmers Cooperative Tire Branch. These large instant discounts are available through April 30th.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Tomorrow, we answer the question, do GMOs have an impact on the environment? On National Farm Report, brought to you by Wing Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Before you shop for a used row planter, know exactly what you want. How well it's equipped determines value more than use. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services, designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information.
Always read and follow label instructions. Check registration in your state.
Do you need three hands just to use your grease gun? Stop wasting time, wasting grease, and end your greasing frustration with the Lock and Lube Grease Coupler. Lock and Lube's patented design won't pop off the grease circ or leak, even at extreme angles and pressures over 10,000 PSI. And it easily releases by pressing the thumb lever. Upgrade any grease gun by replacing the old grease coupler with Lock and Lube. Visit lockandlube.com to find a dealer or order online. Lock and Lube. It almost makes greasing fun.
As you're preparing for the planting season, this is a good time to look at late model used row planters. Prices hit rock bottom last year, but they're still a good value. Dave Mowitz is the machinery and technology editor for Successful Farming Magazine and researches the price trends of machinery. He highly recommends searching for equipment at dealer sites online to see what meets your specifications.
Now, why I emphasize that is planters used to be just a planter. You went and bought an 8-row planter or a 16-row or a 12-row planter and had maybe a few accessories. Planters are really specced out these days. They can have a dozen or more ancillary accessories that are part of the planter that have a huge impact on their price.
These accessories can include liquid fertilizer applicators, row cleaners, pneumatic down pressure force, electric row clutches, and more. Mowat says the internet allows you to shop for equipment that meets your needs, but your local dealer is still the first person to contact.
They can always go to their local dealer and say, hey, the guy three counties over has a planter that I want. I'd like to buy it through you. And they can make arrangements for that. And I think that's important with the relationship. Your local dealer is crucial to your operation, that he provides you prompt service when you need it, a lot of assistance in setting up the planter. They can help you with financing. And, you know, they're just good guys to work with anyway.
I'm Jody Henke. Pick up Dave Mowitz's Steel Deals reports on RFD TV, every issue of Successful Farming Magazine, and also at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. You can call it a soybean cyst nematode reboot. The newly formed SCN coalition is basically a reformation of the effort of 20 years ago to combat the number one yield-reducing pathogen in soybeans. 17 universities are involved in the effort, including Kansas State University. Iowa State University nematologist Greg Tilka explains the original formation of the SCN coalition.
In the decade of the 90s, we came together with checkoff funding and formed this entity called the SCN coalition. It involved all the Midwestern soybean associations, all the Midwestern universities, including Purdue, and we had a unified message. It was very simple. If you take the test, you can beat the pest. And that was the original SCN coalition.
Beating the pest meant growing soybean varieties resistant to SCN, and the industry gained widespread success. But Tilka says there's a new problem developing. 97% of those resistant soybeans had the same resistance genes. The new coalition is back to encourage farmers to not only monitor, but be ready to adapt management practices where necessary.
They have to seek out varieties with different sources of resistance than the common source of resistance. They have to grow non-host crops, like in your state and mine would be corn, but there are other small grains that are non-host crops and so forth. And then we have at least 7 different new seed treatments that farmers can buy to have put on the seed to give added protection.
He says the coalition does not endorse any specific soybean variety or seed treatment, but encourage farmers to check on options with their retailers. More information is available online at the SCNCoalition.com. That's all one word, the SCNCoalition.com, and you'll find state-specific SCN management recommendations there as well. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas has your back. Dunan and Chaparral, drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, utility line of trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at Mid-America Ag Network.
KNDY Marysville, KNDY FM Marysville Beatrice, a Deerkin Communications full-service station.